Shalom v'racha, Rabbi Yisav Ez Hashem, again, the new Simin Tes Vav in the Mishnah Berurah Shir, Hilchus Tzitzis, Im Lahatir Tzitzis, Mi Beged, Le Beged, V'den Nikra Talis. This is Shilom 45, and what we're discussing here is to whether or not you can untie Tzitzis and put them on another garment, as well as taking the tzitzis off and, let's say, not putting them on a different garment, but just taking them off and not putting them on another four-cornered garment. And the halacha is, if your talus rips and sewing it back together, you have to take off the tzitzis, and would you have to retie them after you sewed up together those two parts of the tzitzis? Maybe it's a problem of tase uleminosli. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Mechaber tells us on the top of the page, Mutter lahatir tzitzios mital zeh litnam b'tal zacher. You are permitted to untie the tzitzis from one garment, from one beged, v'litnam b'tal zacher. That you're allowed to do. However, avo shaloi lahnichom b'beged acher loy. But you're not permitted to take off the tzitzis and not use them for another garment. That you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take it off and not put it on another garment. When are we saying there's a problem to take off the tzitzis and not putting on another garment, another beged? That's if it's a bar chiyuva, if the person's obligated on the mitzvah. However, one is permitted to remove the tzitzis, the strings, on the talis of a mace. So a person is wrapped up in the talis when he leaves this world, go to the next world, and being put in the kever. And that talis, one is permitted to remove those strings, the tzitzis, because the person is not bar chiyuva. Kevin shemeis chofshi min a mitzvah. The person is mace, he dies, he is free from the mitzvahs. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Aleph, when it's permitted to take off the tzitzis from one beged and put on another beged, afilu mitalis chodesh or talis chodesh, even from one new garment to another new garment. Kosher came mitalis yoshin shemutu lahatir litnom b'talis chodesh shiroitzel lalav shoy l'kayim b'ayim mitzvah. Even more so, you're permitted to take off the tzitzis mitalis yoshin from an old garment, gets yellow, gets worn out, gets used, and you want to change it, but litnah metalis chadash, you want to put, the strings are still nice and good, but the garment itself is not the best. It had its better days behind it already. So you want to take off the strings and put those strings on a new beged. Litnah metalis chadash, shiritzel alosh lekayim by mitzvah. That you're allowed to do. Gamma filu metalis gold metalis cotton, shetalis gold metalis cotton shavim. Furthermore, one might think that a talus gadol, the talus gadol in chapter 15, the talus gadol is a greater mitzvah than the talus katan that you wear under your shirt. So we say no, to take off the tzitzis from a talus gadol, to put them on a talus katan, it's not going down. Like we know there's an important point, we don't want to, when it's going to be ma'ilim b'kiddusha, you want to go lower than kiddusha. No, it's shoving, the same status. I will ain lahat that sits me talish al godol, velit the metalish al cotton. But don't take here, we're saying a talus shell godol means a talus of a bar chiyuva of a 13-year-old or older, and don't put those tzitzis on a child's garment. The chiyuva rak min derabanan, because there's only chiyuv derabanan. In that case, you're going down, and you don't want to go down from a bar chiyuva deraisa to a derabanan. The prepima god mistabek imut lahat that sits me talish al semelit num metalish al shaminim. Primigodim as a shayla here as to whether or not we learned earlier in Simen Tes Sif Aleph that the Mechaber learns in order to do the mitzvah tzitzis, what materials does it have to be? Has to be wool, tzemer or pishtim, wool or linen. Of course, not together. Now, then we learned the Ramaz said even other minim, other species, katin, are also fine to do the mitzvah with. However, according to the Mechaber in Simen Tes Sif Aleph, if you take your tzitzis, the strings, off from a beged, the woolen tzitzis, off from a woolen beged, and put it on a cotton beged, according to the Mechaber, I'm going down now. It's a derais, now it's not derais anymore. So is that permissible? Isn't this topic? Imutilat yitzitzim mitalash al tzemelit no mitalash al shaminim. The shaminim who rak midarabanan. All the means only derabanan. He brings to the Atzis a Chaim who is makel, who is lenient with this. Okay, so what are we summarizing here? Sifkot and Aleph. We have over here a situation. You are permitted to take off the tzitzis from one beged and to put them on a different beged. Why would one do something like this? Let's say your beged's ripped a little here or there. Let's say it's worn out. You want, but the strings are good. The tzitzis strings are still good. So you want to reattach them to a different garment. You're permitted to do so. Sif cotton base. And you're putting the metalas acher on a different garment. I'm a prima godm shikosav. The mitzuyim loy tzitzis acherim lahasig. Nochen lahat mishloy lahat yetzitzi yoysav yim loy boifin lahamavoy b'sif cotton gimel. So the prima godm says, if you're able to acquire another pair of tzitzis. In other words, you could, let's say, go to the store and buy a pair of tzitzis. Better to do that than to remove the tzitzis from the beged and then restring them to a new beged. Better to acquire, better to be machmir, not to untie the tzitzis. Unless you do it in a way that is discussed in Sifkot and Gimel. Now, in the scene Sifkot and Gimel, there are two ways to remove tzitzis. There are two ways to remove it. What are the two ways?
Untwist
them. Untie them. Right. What's the other way?
Cut them off.
The shaila is, if you cut them off, are you wasting the strings now?
Okay.
Chazal tell us, lo yishbeich adam mei bayroi, v'acherim tzichem lai. Let's say you have water, the Gemara says, from the Marim Vamis, water from the well. You finished drinking. So you don't need the water anymore. So Mara says, don't just throw out the water. Someone else might benefit from it. It's Baal Tashchis. It could be a Baal, it could be an Eser Daraisa. Baal Tashchis. So over here also, if you can use those strings by untying them, don't cut them. That's what we discuss here in Sifkot and Gimel, part of the point here. The Beger Acher Loi. So the Mechaber told us, but you should not untie the tzitzis if you're not, you will not be putting them on a different garment. What's the iser? It's forbidden. Why? Because one is mevaze, he's embarrassing, he's disgracing a talus of a mitzvah. Shemevaze talus shel mitzvah b'china for no reason. Unless the talis is worn out, unless the garment is worn out, or unless he says you want to sell the garment to a non-Jew, so he doesn't need the strings on it, so you take off the tzitzis. Or he lasses me a talis beged. Or you want to re-sew this four-corner garment and remove one of the corners. So if it's a three-corner garment, it doesn't require tzitzis anymore, so therefore you're allowed to remove the tzitzis as well. Now what happens if you want to sell the talus? You want to sell to another yid. You want to sell the talus to another yid. So you'd say, you know what? I'll sell him a four-corner garment. He'll put his old tzitzis on. So that could be an approach. However, the Mishnah says, don't do that. It's just twice aser. It's forbidden to remove the tzitzis. If I want to sell them to you, it's forbidden for me to take off the tzitzis, sell you the garment, and I know, of course, you're going to put on the tzitzis. No. I shouldn't take off the tzitzis. Sell to you intact, tzitzis and all. Afilo achi osir. Now, umotu lo osir, had tzitzis lo osir tachteim, yoise noi mishum hidim mitzvah. What happens if you take a look at your tzitzis, and it's something we should be aware of, we should be cognizant of this. Sometimes, and I'll just say like this, those who are married, the wives don't always see our talus. What are we davening? We daven shachris every single day. The wife's not davening shachris with us. We might not realize, if she would see it, she might tell us, you know, you need a new talus. Same way she would tell you, you need a new suit. It's something by most men, many men, they don't notice these things. But the same way a person buys a suit, a new suit, he's not wearing the same suit from his bar mitzvah, so too, he might need a new talus. He's wearing the same talus day after day after day. So if the talus, the tzitzis now, that used to be white, are closer to his black suit, there's a problem. There's a problem. You change them and put on the no white strings because of hider mitzvah. Zekeli van veil. This is my God. I will glorify him. Like we say, no ziyoshe. Talis no. The Gemara Baba Kamet Av Testament base. You want to have a talis no, a tzitzis no, a sukkah no. Do the mitzvahs the nicest way possible. Oy, kishahem yishonim, yishonim the old, umesirum. And you take them off, k'dei lachachim, put on new ones. K'shenisak chut echo, d'loy nisha boy elo, k'dei aniva. Or sometimes over the course of wearing your talus, even if it's not old in regards to the color, but sometimes it gets caught on the chair, it gets caught when someone steps on it by mistake, and it rips. So it's 100% kosher because it's why is more than k'dei aniva. It's 100% kosher. However, you want to do the mitzvah the best way. So you want to change that string, that tzitzit string. So he says like this, Ava bisha dayin tzitzit kosher, even though it's still kosher. Ava pichay, nonetheless, mutu lo hoser, velosis tachter shlemo. You can remove it and put a new one on. I actually had this situation once. One of my tzitzit strings got ripped, so I took out that one that was ripped, and I restrung it with a new one. It looked a little interesting at first because one was like crystal, you know, like snow white, you know, and the others were not as white, but over the course of time, it blends together. In a situation where the tzitzis are complete and they're appropriate, they could be put in a different garment, as opposed to if it's only k'dei aniva, the length is only k'dei aniva. So this is what we mentioned in the beginning of Sivkot and Gimel. In the situation when you want to take off the tzitzis, there are those places you want to suggest, don't cut them. Chazal already told us, it's Gemara at the end of a parak in Yevamos, I believe in the Mems, person should not waste something Hashem gives him. You don't need the water? Okay, you don't need the water. Maybe someone else needs the water. You don't need the string? So maybe someone else could use it. If it's a situation where it's difficult, something that's difficult, it's a tircha to untie all of the tzitzis, mutal and natkom. So the Chayotim says, in a situation where it's mamish difficult, you can cut them if necessary, because it's not being done derech hashchasa in a destructive fashion. The Ramah concluded in Sif Aleph, and he said that if you're taking off your tzitzis and putting them on a different garment, that's when it's permissible. On that, the Mishmur says, "Afilu einoy rak midrabbanan." Even if the requirement to wear that other second garment is only required midrabbanan, it's still permissible to take off the tzitzis from one garment and put them on a different garment. Okay. We now continue with Sif Beis. Chaver says in Sif Beis, "Eina yochul likach hakonof kimo yishuhu imat tzitzios ulatofroi bebeger acher." Mishum da al kanfei videim biinon. Vikonov ze loyhoyim beged ze bishasasio. Mechaber tells us, see if I have some pictures for you, those in the visual. Mechaber says like this. You should not be cutting off a corner of your garment. So you have a right degree angle over here, a corner of the garment, with the tzitzis as well. should not cut off that a section like that and put it and replace and sew it onto a different garment. And you should not do that. So let's continue over here in the Mishnah in Sivkot and Hay. We said you should not cut off one corner of a beged and sew it on to a different garment. I'm the Magen Avraham, Sivkot and Gimel, Muchach Midvarov. Take a look at the Magen Avraham, and it's apparent from his words over there. The Dafka Konof Shein Bashir Lis Atef. It's only a Konof that doesn't have the shear, only a corner that doesn't have a shear, an amount. When we say Konof, it doesn't mean specifically a corner, it means a section of the garment. That doesn't have the amount of material to cover yourself with the talus. And even though the Gemara forbids, even the Gemara says you should not remove a section of the talus that has an amo by an amo, and then replace that section on a different garment by sewing it on together. Now, once again, in this scenario, that tzitzis were cut off together with that section, then you sew that section back on with its tzitzis. Gamze adayin ein bo shir ituf lididei. It still doesn't have the proper shear of ituf, of wrapping yourself with it. Aval im hayu bechaticha shir shiye bo kidei lisadeif mutal etzareif oysoi lebeged acher afilu im tzitzi yosef. But if it has a shir ituf, so when are we saying you should not cut off a section? That's if it doesn't have a shear ituf. If it doesn't have a shear to wrap yourself with a talus, don't cut off that small amount and then reattach it to a garment that has now, by sewing it on together with its tzitzis already attached. But if it already had a shear ituf, that is not a problem to cut that off and put it onto a new garment. Mutl et sari for yisil lebeged acher afilu im tzitz yosef. However, the taz and sifkot in gimel polig al zev oyser v'chemashim belavush v'derech chaim. The Taz is Machmer, and so too is the Lavosh and Derech Chaim. Now, what's the reason why the Taz and the Lavosh and Derech Chaim are Machmer? What's the reason? So you take a look over there, and you'll see that they are bothered by the concern of what? Of Taseh V'loy Min Asoy. You have to make tzitzis on a four-corner garment. You can't have tzitzis that have already been made on a four-corner garment. According to the way the Taz, Lavush, and Derech Chaim are learning, that if you take a beged, you cut off from one section from a four-corner garment, and then you sew back on with the tzitzis already attached, so it's already asui. You have to make it. You have to make the tzitzis on the four-corner garment, on the beged. Not that you're just sewing it on and the strings already attached. No pun intended on that. The strings attached. Now, Sivkot and Vav, apparently the other opinion says, no, that's not called the problem of Taseh and Asur. Sivkot and Vav, the Mechaber told us, Enayach likach hakonof kimoishu im hatzitzioiz, with its tzitzit lotofroi bebeger acher, ava beloy hatzitzis mutu lechabroi, but if you're cutting off a section of it, let's say you want to patch up a talus. No, it sounds strange to us, but let's say you want to patch up a talus. So you want to take a different talus. That talus is already not going to be used. You're cutting off one section, and you want to re-sew that section onto your talus. Right. If the tzitzis are not attached, now below the tzitzis, mutu l'chabra, you're allowed to reattach it. Why not? You're mutu l'chabra. Imu masik al kopanim, sholosh etzboyis al sholosh, if it's 3x3 finger breadths. V'achakach, Yatil boy tzitzis, and afterwards you're going to reattach the tzitzis onto it. Mikol shara beged ein tzarech lahatir klal. From the rest of the beged of the garment, you're not going to have to untie the tzitzis on the other corners. So we have that case clear? In that case, we're discussing here now, you're taking a section without tzitzis, attaching that to your garment, your beged. It already has three other sections of tzitzis. And now you're going to restring that fourth section. And you do not have to untie. You do not have to untie the other three corners. And that specifically we're talking here. If it's at least 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths. V'dachim koinim shenischaber lo hakonof hoya gamkein bas chiyuv. That's only if before you attached this new garment, the old garment to the new garment, it was already obligated in tzitzis. In other words, when the corner ripped, it didn't become round. Now let's understand what's going on here. Let's say a person's talis becomes rounded. It gets ripped off. And instead of being a four-corner garment, it's now a three-corner garment. So what does he want to do now? He wants to take a section from a different old talis, cut off a corner, and sew on the corner to the new section. Now you have four corners. Are we good? Not so good. Why not so good? Because we have to untie this halacha here is now and help us understand the previous halacha. We're going to have to untie the three corners. In the previous case, it was already a kosher four-corner garment. And then you're just fixing that fourth corner. In this case, it became a three-corner garment. So now when you're adding a fourth corner to it, and you already have three corners with tzitzis on it, that's a problem of tase v'lo min asui. You have to make the tzitzis on it. But in this case, when it's a three-corner garment with strings, and you add a fourth corner, the three corners already have strings. That's a problem. So you're going to have to untie those strings and restring it up and then have a proper talus. Sifkot in Zayin. Eina yochel likach, the Mechaber told us, hakonav kimo yishuhu, imatzitzi yos latofroi, bebegir acher. It has to be on the corners of the garment. Says the Mishmar Sifkot in Zayin, Ultofer Beger Acher. Avlim Yirtz Lechaber Akonof Lehabeget Shenikro Mimenu. But if you want to attach, Yirtz Lechaber Akonof, if you want to attach the corner, that section, Lehabeget Shenikro, to the garment Shenikro Mimenu that it got ripped from, Afilim nikra legamre, even if it was totally cut off, l'nishtayer kol shebechibur, and nothing is remaining from this garment, ein sarich lahatir menu atzitzis, you do not have to remove the strings first, we're not concerned of tassel v'na osi, v'lai mitzvah l'mishum tassel v'lai min osi. Why? Why is it not a problem tassel v'na osi? Kevin detchilos asiyosu bebeged zehoyu bekashus. Since originally when you made this beged, it was done properly. That's only like we just said a minute ago, if the garment did not become a three-cornered garment at the time when this happened, because it became a three-cornered garment, then you would have to remove the other tzitzis. The psul we're talking, I don't want to say psul, the problem here is that it got ripped, but it didn't invalidate the tzitzis. It didn't invalidate the tzitzis. Since it didn't invalidate the tzitzis, you just want to fix the problem of the small section that got ripped and sew that back on. Therefore, you don't have to remove the tzitzis, and it's not a problem with tassel v'lo min asui. V'chol zeh lo nasis ha-beged bas gimel be'ez ha-kriya. V'gam dafka im ha-konof machzik al koponim gimel al gimel. And also the corner, like we said, has three finger breaths by three finger breaths, as we'll see in Mitzvah Shem and Siv Dalit. Means it's already a kosher beged. It has four corners. Choseh huladasa Shulchan Aruch. This is all according to the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Magen Avraham in Siv Katan Gimel, in the Taz in Siv Katan Gimel as well, Paisik she'ein nafkamino beini matzeiru of the beged acher oizegufa hakol hu bichlal tasmin osoi. However, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, Magen Avraham, disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, and they say, no, this is a problem of Taseh v'lo min asui, and therefore one should make sure to take the strings out and then restring it to the beged anew. When you are reattaching that section, that new section that you're cutting off and you're re-sewing it on to get to the beged, because of the problem with Tassim Na'asai. So you see some machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the other Achrayim, other Poskim, as to how do you learn Tassim Na'asai. And it seems like the Mishnah is saying that L'chadchilo should go with the approach of the Taz, Magen Avraham, and the Derech Achayim. Mitzvah Hashem, next year we'll continue with Sev Gimel of a Talis, which is Mitzvayeses, Kehilchoso, a Talis which was properly strung up with the strings, with the tzitzis, but then it was Chilkua L'shtayim, you divide it into two. We'll pick that up next year.